Narrated Anas, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, Allah will gather the believers on the day of resurrection in the same way as they are gathered in this life. And they will say, Let us ask someone to intercede for us with our Lord that he may relieve us from this place of ours. Then they will go to Adam and say, O Adam, don't you see the people that is their condition? Allah created you with his own hands and ordered his angels to prostrate before you and taught you the names of all the things. Please intercede for us with our Lord so that he may relieve us from this place of ours. Adam will say, I am not fit for this undertaking. And he will mention to them the mistakes he had committed and add, But you'd better go to Noah, as he was the first messenger sent by Allah to the people of the earth. They will go to Noah, who will reply, I am not fit for this undertaking. And he will mention the mistake which he made and add, But you'd better go to Abraham, Khalil ar-Rahman. They will go to Prophet Ibrahim, who will reply, I am not fit for this undertaking. And he will mention to them the mistakes he made and add, But you'd better go to Prophet Moses, a slave of Allah, whom Allah gave the Torah, and to whom he spoke directly. They will go to Prophet Musa, who will reply, I am not fit for this undertaking. And he will mention to them the mistakes he made, and add, You'd better go to Prophet Isa, Jesus, Allah's slave and his messenger and his word, be, and he was, and a soul created by him. They will go to Prophet Isa, who will say, I am not fit for this undertaking, but you'd better go to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, whose sins of the past and the future had been forgiven by Allah. So they will come to me and I will ask the permission of my Lord, Allah, and I will be permitted to present myself before him. When I see my Lord, I will fall down in prostration before him, and he will leave me in prostration as long as he wishes. And then it will be said to me, O Muhammad, raise your head and speak, for you will be listened to. And ask, for you will be granted your request. And intercede, for your intercession will be accepted. I will then raise my head and praise my Lord with certain praises which he has taught me. And then I will intercede. Allah will allow me to intercede for a certain kind of people, and will fix a limit whom I will admit into paradise. I will come back again, and when I see my Lord again, I will fall down in prostration before him. And he will leave me in prostration as long as he wishes. And then he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head and speak, for you will be listened to. And ask, for you will be granted your request. And intercede, for your intercession will be accepted. I will then praise my Lord with certain praises which he has taught me. And then I will intercede. Allah will allow me to intercede for a certain kind of people, and will fix a limit to whom I will admit into paradise. I will return again, and when I see my Lord, I will fall down in prostration, and he will leave me in prostration as long as he wishes. And then he will say, O Muhammad, raise your head and speak, for you will be listened to, and ask, for you will be granted your request. And intercede, for your intercession will be accepted. I will then praise my Lord with certain praises which he has taught me. And then I will intercede. Allah will allow me to intercede for a certain kind of people, and will fix a limit, to whom I will admit into paradise. I will come back and say, O my Lord, none remains in hell, fire, but those whom the Quran has imprisoned therein, and for whom eternity in hell, fire, has become inevitable. The Prophet, peace be upon him, added, There will come out of hell, fire, everyone who says, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and has in his heart good equal to the weight of a barley grain. Then there will come out of hell, fire, everyone who says, La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and has in his heart good equal to the weight of a wheat grain. Then there will come out of hell, fire, everyone who says, La ilaha illallah. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah, and has in his heart good equal to the weight of an atom, the smallest ant.